Southeast Dungeness summer crab season ended on Saturday. There aren't any preliminary numbers yet, but it's looking as if this year hasn't gotten even close to the bumper season fishermen had last summer. KFSK's Joey Sykes spent a couple of hours on a Petersburg crab boat unloading for the last time.
Crab fisherman Tor Benson is waiting to unload his final Dungeness catch of the season at Icicle's dock. It was a slow day, and while he says he's still making money...
It's getting to that point where next time we might not. Yeah, it's a good time to end.
Benson's boat reeks from the stench of rotting crab bait after a long day out in the Alaskan sun. And deckhand Leif Matten, cleaning bait boxes at the bow of the boat, says he's glad it's all over.
We're all jaded from last year, though. Last year was a great season. It's hard when you make that, you know, do that well, and then you come back and it's not so good.
Many crab fishermen say last summer will go down as legendary in the history of Southeast Dungeness fishery. Crabbers caught £4.06 million, earning a value of over $12 million. That was more than double what they earned in the 2013 season. And Benson says since fishing started in June, he's caught only about 30% of the crab he brought in last summer.
This year's slow. Last year, I mean, last year's an epic year, like best in a decade. So that's fishing. You have good years and you have bad.
But the numbers seem to show that rather than it being a bad year, the catch has returned to somewhere close to the average season yield. While the final week's fish tickets have yet to be entered, the crab harvest through August 13th for the 2015 season is £2.56 million, close to the five-year average of just over £3 million. And Joe Stratman, who's a crab biologist at Fish and Game, says irrespective of the slowdown...
Crab quality has been good. Crabs generally have been hard shell and full of meat.
And much of that meat has been caught by an expanded fleet. Stratman says because of the bumper harvest last year, the number of permits reporting catches is 192, almost 30 more than the average for the last 5 years. While many of these numbers are preliminary, it seems fishing hasn't quite lived up to expectations. And at Icicle's dock, a long, hard season has taken a toll on everyone. Juan works as an unloader at PFI and has dropped down from the factory to help take the crab up to be sorted for the final time.
Are you pleased the crab season is over?
Yeah, hey crabs, no more.
And with that, he starts transferring the dungies into his tote. And another summer crab season scuttles swiftly to a close. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Sykes.